From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Roshan Lloyd D'Souza. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from the Philippines. This Mass is offered in thanksgiving and more blessings for President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., President of the Philippines, on the occasion of his birthday. Our thanks to our donor for making it possible for tens of thousands of the faithful across Canada and around the world to share in this celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we gather together, let us thank and praise God for the gift of this beautiful day and for God's blessings upon us. And today is the memorial of St. John Chrysostom, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. As we honor St. John Chrysostom, we too pray that we may use all our gifts and blessings for the glory of God and for the spread of his kingdom here on earth. To enter into this banquet in a worthy manner, let us recall to our minds our sins and failings and seek God's mercy. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for all of us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, who willed that the Bishop St. John Chrysostom should be illustrious by his wonderful eloquence and his experience of suffering, grant us, we pray, that instructed by his teachings, we may be strengthened through the example of his invincible patience, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life revealed, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is compassionate to all creatures. Every day I will bless you. and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is compassionate to all creatures. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. The Lord is compassionate to all creatures. Your faithful make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is compassionate to all creatures. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, your reward will be great in heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and live for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And they all lived happily ever after. We all like stories with a happy ending. We read them to our children and grandchildren. But as grown-ups, we know that such stories are not really true. Living happily ever after only happens in the realm of make-believe, or does it? In what is perhaps his most well-known teaching, the Beatitudes, Jesus presents the qualities that make for a happy or blessed life. As Luke reports the teaching, four times Jesus pronounces blessing on people with these four qualities, and four times he pronounces oaths on people with the opposite qualities. To be blessed is to have inner joy and happiness because God's favor is upon you. To have awe is to have sorrow and pain because one chooses to go against God. Thus, choice is ours to be supremely happy or supremely miserable. Stated that way, you may wonder why anyone would choose to be supremely miserable, especially when the offer of supreme happiness is set before us. But things aren't quite that simple, because the happiness Jesus offers often entails short-term trials and pain, but eventual and eternal joy. Whereas the world offers short-term gratification, but fails to take into account the eternal perspective. Due to the blindness of sinful human hearts and the deception of sin, many in the world pursue happiness in ways that seemingly will succeed. But Jesus boldly asserts that those who follow the world's ways will come up empty. He draws a distinct line and challenges us to come over to his side, Jesus' side. The challenge of the Beatitudes is, will you be happy in the world's way or in Christ's way? To live happily ever after, you must see that there are two and only two ways to live, and you must commit yourself to live under Christ's lordship. Jesus draws a clear line between two groups of people so that you must identify yourself with one group or the other. You can't straddle the line. On the one hand are those who are poor, who are hungry now, who weep now, and who are despised by men because of their identification with Jesus. These folks are blessed because of both present but mainly future rewards. On the other hand, are those who are rich, who are well-fed now, who laugh now, and who are acclaimed by men. These are under awe because what awaits them. Immediately, we are faced with some interpretative problems. Is Jesus extolling poverty in a material sense, or should we take it spiritually? Is Jesus commanding hunger above a healthy diet? Is he promoting weeping and sadness above laughter and joy? Is there some virtue in having people hate you? How should we understand Jesus' words? In the first place, we would be wrong to interpret these words to refer in blanket fashion to the financially poor, the physically hungry, the emotionally grieving, and those hated by their fellow men. One key is to remember that Jesus is talking to his disciples. Luke has already mentioned twice that these men left everything to follow Jesus. A second key is that these men are suffering for the sake of the Son of Man. Jesus compares their ill treatment to that of the prophets of the Old Testament times. Thus, Jesus is talking about godly people who have given up opportunities to further themselves in the world in order to follow him. In other words, there is a definitive spiritual underpinning to Jesus' categories. And so, when Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor," he is referring to those who have recognized that the greatest need in life is spiritual, not material. Rather than pursuing a life of accumulating the world's goods, these people have recognized the spiritual poverty before God and have come to him, often at the expense of worldly success. When Jesus says, or to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full, he's referring to those who are living as if this world is all there is. They are not rich toward God by laying up treasures in heaven. They are living for selfish pleasures and comforts, and they are relying on themselves to gain these things. In light of eternity, it is a foolish way to live. A question we often need to introspect and ask: do I want God's blessing in my life? Of course, we all instinctively answer, yes, of course I do. But before you answer so quickly, stop and think about it. How you answer that question will make a huge difference in how you live. The person living for God's blessing has deliberately decided to set priorities straight. So let us live our life according to kingdom values. Let us live trusting in divine providence. Amen. Let us bring our prayers to our loving God, who listens to us when we ask in faith. We pray for all those in the Daily TV Mass Prayer Intentions book for the month of September. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all those suffering from an addiction, for those in recovery, and for those seeking healing, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for those trapped in the evil of modern-day slavery, for all who work to help these people and to increase the number of those willing to get involved to bring an end to human trafficking. We pray to the Lord. Let us pause to pray for our personal and family needs. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Wash away from iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Thank you. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May the sacrifice which we gladly present in commemoration of St. John Chrysostom be pleasing to you, O God, for taught by him we too give ourselves entirely to you in praise, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, show support, so that, encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so, with the angels and archangels, with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, all religious clergy and the faithful. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint John Chrysostom, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us up.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that these mysteries we have received as we commemorate St. John Chrysostom may confirm us in your love and enable us to be faithful in confessing your truth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go in the love of Christ.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.
We gather each